The evening of April 24th, Sharp wrote Butterfield that his bureau's POW interrogations since the previous night had turned up no evidence of rebel reinforcements arriving from Richmond. That remained the case in a memo Sharp wrote 5 days later. Skinker, just returned from Kelly's Ford, reported on April 28th that it was still lightly defended. Sharp forwarded the information to Hooker. John McEntee returned that same day to report the condition of roads on which Union forces would have to travel west of Fredericksburg. Even Patrick hopped on a horse and rode out to interview citizens who had observed Confederate troop movements and to uncover Union pickets along the river still having unauthorized conversations with Confederate pickets. On April 28th, Sharp also delivered to Hooker Babcock's final update before the battle on the organization of Lee's forces and their numbers. It was all summarized neatly on one sheet of paper. The six divisions Lee and Jackson had on their side of the Rappahannock, with their strength and commanders listed down to the brigade level, plus the count for Stuart's cavalry division. The numbers totaled up to 61,800 men, only 0.25% off from the actual number Lee had. "So far, the rebels have not the slightest idea what we are about today," Patrick wrote in his diary on April 28th. "Even the pickets know nothing." Hooker, on the other hand, now knew everything he needed to know about Lee's army in order to defeat it. What Hooker could not fathom was how Lee would react to his audacious plan. He did not know that the rebel commander had no intention of letting himself be trapped by the Union army. Sharp wrote his uncle Jansen at the end of April that the Army of the Potomac at last had a commander who means to fight to win, and when the blow is struck, it will be one of the heaviest ever felt on this continent. Sharp stayed close to Hooker, who kept on the move while his forces maneuvered. Babcock remained with Butterfield at their Falmouth headquarters to manage the flood of intelligence expected from prisoners, deserters, signal stations, and balloons. Sharp had reason to feel confident. His intelligence triumph had put Hooker in the position to annihilate Lee's army. The spymaster did not know, however, that his information would not be enough to save Hooker and his commanders from their battlefield mistakes.